are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hi, how are you today? How was your week? Are you recovering from the holidays or are you energized for the upcoming year? I am energized and super excited because I had a Camino de Santiago check-in meeting a week ago and getting into the details of the trip. And isn't it usually the case that the process and planning is many times where it's at, where we find our bliss and the anticipation in the daily living? Camino, in case you're not familiar with it, is a pilgrimage of sorts through Europe. I recommend you look it up, and if you're not familiar with it, because it's absolutely amazing. So I was on vacation this week, and it was really nice to wake up and then go back to sleep. I hardly ever do that because I love the idea of waking up early, just like the Stoics teach, to start your day early in the quiet morning. But alas, not this last week. This last week, I got up a little late and the puzzles came out. Puzzle marathon with my mafia, my family, or shall I say mafia plus, because my son's girlfriend is also here visiting. So we have a very full house for sure. Puzzles, movies, sightseeing, and enjoying the gourmet meals my son cooks. So having a really great time overall. And you know, the great part too is that no weight gain over the holidays for me. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the wonderful celebrations during this special time like Hanukkah that just finished and Kwanzaa that's recently started. Oh, and I don't know if you've seen the Harry Potter movies, but if you haven't, I'll share that my sister Mo reminds me of Molly, Ron's mom, which is Harry, the main character's best friend. Anyway, she knits scarves and sweaters and all sorts of great things for us during the holidays, just like Molly does. Everyone gets their knittery, but in different colors. And I love that so much. And she's also, of course, sweet and fearless, as Molly is. She is a gem, my sister Mo. And you know, the key to this event really has been the planning and the holiday tools that I use. And so, you know, having family around and just enjoying all of it, you know, is really what the holidays are about, right? And so I have pulled the holiday tools together for you, but I really use those tools and they have served me really well because I did not see any weight gain during this period. In fact, looking back on 2022, I actually lost some weight this last year, which was really nice because I wasn't trying to lose weight. I was just trying to live my plan, my Project 66, my way of eating in this new lifestyle that I have. And like I mentioned, it's, you know, been 5 years and it's just really nice to go through another year and just say, I have sustained this loss. Using these tools really work and really make a difference for your life. So I don't take what I share with you lightly, and I hope you don't either. So the key to the events was the planning and the holiday tools, like I said. And if someone saw me eating, they would not see anything out of the ordinary. I planned my Joe Eats, so I ate with everyone. I planned my exception meal. So again, you know, the so-called normal eating. And I say so-called because to me, the normal is eating healthy daily eating. But in general, this type of eating is castigated. It's frowned upon, and a lot of people really dislike the diet culture. And I think a lot of that stems from the up and downs that we have gone through in trying to keep a healthy lifestyle. In any case, all good this year. My plan of having a healthy body and a healthy mind has really served me, and I hope it serves you. So how about you? How was the year for you? How was the last couple of months? And how are you treating yourself because of it? Right? So how have things gone? And how are you feeling about yourself? Are you upset with yourself for not keeping on plan? Or are you satisfied that you stayed on plan and your plan was to have a slight gain and enjoy the food of the season? No wrong here, just an observation, just the process of how we live our lives. And you know, this thought of the process is valuable also for the topic today, which leads us to the process of self-forgiveness. So when you don't do the things that you want to do, the way you want to do them, you know, sometimes we are pretty rough on ourselves. And in the last podcast, we broke down what forgiveness towards others is and what it's not. So in a real quick summary, Forgiveness is the emotions we feel of resentment, anger, bitterness, or betrayal. It is not actions we take for others. It's not a feeling we bestow on others. For, you know, we cannot feel or think for someone else, no matter how much we want to do this. We can't do that. I believe that the question of when to forgive, right, when we're talking about this topic, is based on when we decide to change our emotions. When to forgive is our decision to make. Our emotions are ours. And we have the right, we must have the right to come to this decision for ourselves. We cannot forgive for someone else. Why? Because we cannot feel for someone else. They have to feel for themselves. They have to make their own decisions, whether to forgive or not, to feel resentment or not. It's as simple and complex as that. Forgiveness, in the end, is up to us, and we must be true to ourselves, patient with ourselves, to be ready to drop the resentment and free our hearts from the hurt. We have the power to forgive in due time, whenever that is. So today, the topic is going inward, further inward, to talk about the forgiveness towards us. It's time to take a look at this process of forgiving ourselves. Sometimes the resentment towards ourselves for not being able to do something like our unhealthy eating or other unhealthy actions we don't want to be taking. And so this topic, while we dissected it last week for others, really this topic to me, in its essence, really has to do primarily towards us because it's our feelings, right? This forgiveness to me starts in our hearts. It's where forgiveness for me truly lies. And I love, absolutely love, Alison Knowles' quote from her novel, Evermore. And she says, forgiveness is healing, especially forgiving yourself. And it's so true, right? Especially for ourselves. But before going there, let's take a look. Let's scratch that surface a little bit. What exactly do we feel when it comes to why we would want to forgive ourselves in the first place? What are the emotions? Because remember, the base of forgiveness is in the emotion. So what are those emotions we feel when we have to forgive ourselves or when we want to forgive ourselves? Shame, regret, self-anger, self-blame, letdown. You know, that feeling that we let ourselves down, we let others down, we think. Feeling stuck and fear too. You know, we feel these emotions towards ourselves, among others, because of a mistake we did or a misdeed, a miscalculation we think we made. And then when we do these things, these so-called failures, we ruminate over them. Does this sound familiar? We say to err is human, but our own humanity makes us go straight to feel the emotions from the mistake or misdeed and then rumination. And so even though we think to err is human, we don't believe it. Right? Because we beat ourselves up over it. And so what happens to us? Well, for me, this feeling of failure of like, I'm not enough because of my mistake. Then I have fear of taking a risk in the future. Fear of what I say and what I do. Not like children. I mean, if you think about children, you know how children make mistakes. They fight or something else. And next thing you know, they're smiling and playing with the same kids they fought with. Or how easily they forget and dismiss the mishap. So many of us lose that ability as we get older. We believe that what happened in the past will always happen in the future. And while that's not always true, it feels true. And we act based on that perceived truth that we are our past mistakes. Forgiving ourselves does not mean that we get a green light to say unkind things or to physically harm anyone. You know, I love my saying, do the right thing just because you can. So while forgiving ourselves is very valuable, acknowledging those faults or those issues are also good. Being in awareness is also valuable. Faults can be a testament to our growth. What if we saw our mistakes as a step to get us to where we want to go? And, you know, I so understand this. You see, I used to love to buy and sell real estate. And I want to tell you a little story because I think that sometimes, you know, these stories illustrate what I'm talking about, you know, these understandings, right? Many years ago, I used to love to buy and sell real estate. I had a deep passion for it. And fear has stopped me to some extent in continuing in this area. You know, earlier I said that self-forgiveness can stem from a mistake or miscalculation. Well, for me, it was a financial miscalculation. I had sold a property to pay for my kids' college loan, and I was really busy during this time. So when I paid the loans, I forgot one. I missed one. And after a few months, I thought I had paid everything off. And then when I took a breath and sat down to do a thorough budget, I do this every quarter, by the way. Now, this is separate from my monthly payments, etc. Every quarter, I take a deep look to see where I'm at. And I noticed that I had more money than I usually had. And well, generally, you know, I've always had the savings. And so I, you know, a large amount hasn't been a big issue. It's not as easy to catch. And this was one of those times when a few thousand didn't make much of a difference. But when reconciling, that number makes a big difference. And when I look back and realize that I had forgotten to pay that one loan, I panicked. I got so mad at myself over the mistake that I didn't want to even look at it. I had shame of how can I make that mistake? And that shame magnified to the point that I made it from a small mistake to a huge mistake. In my mind, it was terrible. Why? Well, because of my humanity. We love to catastrophize our misdeeds and those of others, right? I was so upset at myself. I felt so much shame and so much self-anger. I stopped paying attention to my real estate ventures, and I absolutely did not want to do it anymore. I went from a miscalculation to the fear of the industry that gave me that money, real estate. I lost my interest in it, my passion for it. My emotions stopped me from acting in my own self-interest because of the shame of it. And what happens when we feel shame? Well, we definitely don't tell anyone. So the one thing that can help us out of it, we don't use our connections, reaching out to have someone listen. Nope, not that. We cannot have that. So it just sits inside, right? It sat inside me. So fast forward a little bit. And what happened? I was learning about self-coaching and I decided to try it on myself to see what would come out of this, out of my emotions of shame. It may sound trifle to you, but to me, I could not forgive myself. I was not ready to forgive myself before. But I decided that I was open to trying, right, to peeking at this. And so I asked myself, what is the situation? And the situation is the loan amount of my son's school, for my son's school. Then I asked myself, what emotion does it elicit when I think of that? And my answer was embarrassment. I felt shame. And this shame made me think that I was unworthy of doing my business, unworthy of having money to some extent. And the actions I took was inaction. Because for me, I hid from the shame. And I didn't want to look at my budget for months. Yeah, I paid my bills, of course. But no more, no deep dive at my bills. I didn't do that. And the results were that I did not truly resolve the issue or even know what truly happened. So I journaled about it, a lot of journaling on my emotions and thoughts. And then I thought, what would I want to feel? And my heart said that I could feel forgiveness for whatever happened, that it was okay for me to err. And it clicked for me. Then I asked myself, what's in my way to what I want? What do I envision that I want? What's my intention? And what I wanted was clarity in what happened and peace of mind. And so from there, I asked myself, what do I need to do? And then it became really clear that I needed to do my quarterly budget. And it sounds so simple, right? But you cannot believe all the mind drama I had over it. You cannot believe it from a mistake. And so I scheduled it for the weekend and cleared my calendar. I was going to be kind and loving to myself that day, starting with that budget. And I did it. I went through every detail, every penny, and found that I was off by a couple of thousand. And after 3 months, I replaced the money in the bank. I pinched and saved the money and did other things again because the amazing, beautiful mind goes to work. And voila, done. All that pain of not forgiving myself stopped me from acting, from resolving my own pain. Processing my emotions led me to forgive myself, freed me to act, freed me to resolve my own problem. And in the end, it was not as bad as I thought. I had made it worse by not forgiving myself and not facing the issue. You see, forgiveness of oneself requires some bravery that we all have in us, just enough bravery to move us to resolve our own setbacks. And I really want us to see that forgiveness is a process that we are the masters over. That it all starts for me by acknowledging the emotions behind not forgiving and then getting really clear about where we are currently, being fully present in the moment of today, the reality of right now, then moving from that specificity of the situation and acting. And all throughout, at the base is strength. Think strength and power over ourselves. And I moved to intentionality over what I wanted. I realized that that miscalculation I made was not a mistake. It was meant to happen. I made decisions and I learned from these decisions. The reality is that now I am better off because of it. This is how I chose to see it. And how would it be for us if we took our mistakes as things that actually helped us grow, helped us be a stronger and more caring person? The other thing I want to say about this process is that if there's something that you need to do to help you, then do it. For example, if you need to create boundaries to gain strength, then do it. Create boundaries that ensure you're meeting your needs. Say no when you mean to say no. And the last thing I want to say about self-forgiveness is that it's not permission to be unkind in the future to yourself or others or anyone. Ask for forgiveness when you feel you have wronged someone. And of course, what I always love to say, do the right thing again, just because you can. You know, and I love the idea to find closure with what we did or did not do in 2022 and starting off with a clean slate in 2023. So I invite you to go back and take a look. Take a look at the things that you feel you can't forgive yourself for. The so-called mistakes. You know, the hurts, think about those and look through the process and ask yourself the questions. Be really specific about it. Really think about intentionality when you're looking at forgiving yourself, right? Like, what is it that you're intending? What's behind all this? You know, peel it back, kind of like what I did, peel it back and get ready for 2023 to move forward and make it so much better because your mind can make it better. And so I want to leave you today with the Maester Byron Katie and what she says around this topic. She says, when you understand that you're one with reality, you don't seek because you realize that what you have is what you want. Everything makes sense because you don't superimpose your thinking onto reality. And when you make a mistake, you realize immediately that it wasn't a mistake. It was what should have happened because it happened. Before the fact, there were infinite possibilities. After the fact, there was only one. The more clearly you realize that would have, could have, should have are just unquestioned thoughts, the more you can appreciate the value of that apparent mistake and what it produced. End of quote. Have an amazing week, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.